Well, you'd have to say that Donegal will be favourites. Suppose the red hot favourites going into it, but that doesn't matter in a football match. You know, it's how a team performs on the day, on any given day. But you just feel that with the experience that Donegal players had, you know, the fact that they're playing, a lot of them have played with the senior team this year, and the experience they've got at that level make a difference. So, yeah, you would expect Donegal to win, but, you know, you've got to make things happen. You can't wait for it to happen. So it's important, mentally will be the most important thing from Donegal's point of view tonight, that they would be mentally ready.
Derry manager Fergan McCusker said that Donegal are favourites going into this one. If Derry are to pull off a one tonight, what do they have to do to try and stop this very, very pacey running game of Donegal's?
Well, that's exactly it. What they'll have to do is try to stop it. We watched Kerry in the league final, you know, being cynical enough at how they do it and getting away with it and targeting certain players like Cluxton and Brian Fenton have been targeted now in both games that Dublin have played. That's what you have to do, target the big players and try to stop them, you know. But it's with the squad of players that Donegal have and the players that's capable of coming off the bench, it's a hard thing to do and to keep doing it. And like the performance the first half after about 10 minutes against Cavan, the performance from that to half time was as good as we watched. I think something like 14 shots at goals and scored 13 of them, so you can't ask for any more than that. So yeah, they're going to be hard to stop. And the other thing is Donegal's physical power around the middle of the field, so Derry would probably hope to go short maybe with the kick outs and not have to kick them out to that area. But listen, when the power that Donegal have and the players that they're capable of taking off the bench, it's going to be a tough night's work for Derry.
Just finally, it would mean a lot to Donegal to get an under 21 title, having lost three in a row. They are of course there for a fourth time in 5 years, and they'll be looking to make up for those disappointments, Martin.
Exactly, you know, that's it, you know. And the one thing about this being the last year for the under 21, you know, it's great if you could win it the last year, it'd be brilliant to do that. So I think, yeah, definitely. And you know, it just shows you the strength of underage football in Donegal when you come out with a stat like that there. And our minor team has been knocking on the door this last lot of years as well. I mean, last year we were in All-Ireland minor semi-final as well, and some of them players have come through. The most important thing from underage is, you know, you could win two and three All-Irelands, under-21s and minors. That doesn't mean, you know, that automatically go on and do well as senior. It's getting a few players through every year, and Donegal have done that. And that's really the difference. So it's a credit to everybody, particularly the clubs that are coaching them from a very young age. You know, that's where it all happens, at a very young age where it starts. So, and the management teams that have been with them then up through the ranks. So yeah, looking good for Donegal, and it'd be nice, you know, to win an Ulster title, especially, you know, actually in the last year of it.